Up next, we have Lord of the Morning reading Persephone, the sequel to The Labyrinth by Celicia Lee. Celicia? That's a retarded name. Anyway, here we are.
Persephone, the sequel to The Labyrinth. Dedication. As of 9 p.m., CST, February 17th, 2010, I have lost my beloved pet rabbit, Oreo Demita. So this is dedicated to her. I'll miss you, my little bunny queen. Prologue. He lounged on his throne. His subjects were still celebrating with her. The castle was empty. The girl had won her brother back, but he had still won. That fool had given her his present. Now he had her. She would not be able to forget him or tonight. Her little friend had made sure of that. Sarah would now always be tied to him. Even if she did not know it, she was his. No matter what was to come, she belonged to the Goblin King. I know, it's short, I know. But this is a new storyline, so please tell me what you think about it so far. I should warn you that I do plan to make this an M-rated story. I, of course, will give you all warning. I don't own anything that belongs to Henson. I also don't own the myth that gave me the idea. That belongs to the Greeks, but it's common knowledge. You don't have to review for this. I'll try and update it as soon as I can. Well, here's the first chapter. I should really be working on my 13th year story, but Labby comes first. Also, it's in my head a bit more than that movie. Enjoy. I actually wrote two versions of this. I know that it will drive you all nuts, but I'm really going to work on this story. I'm doing my best to improve my writing. Chapter 1. The sun shined down on a lovely day in the park. Families were out enjoying the bright spring day. The park was filled with families. Some played catch while others picnicked on the ground. Children ran around, all laughing. It was a lovely scene that anyone would love to be a part of, especially a lone young woman reading a book who sat on a blanket under a tree. Sarah Williams looked up from her book at the scene before her. She would never have a family like the ones before her. Sarah was spending her vacation at home, alone, while her family had gone off to Florida. Her father had announced the trip a few months ago, and up to a few weeks ago she thought she was coming too. Sarah sighed. Her life was far from perfect, nor was it a happy one. Except for books. She had grown up while using books as her escape. An escape from her family at first, from the hurt of her mother, from the world around her, and now from almost everything except for the time she spent with Toby. She no longer read just fairy tales, but myths. Well, she read both, but in a more grown-up way. Sarah had discovered that romance novels were myths and fairy tales in different formats, but she still read the originals first. Of course, she no longer acted any of them out anymore. Sarah hoped Toby was enjoying himself. He hadn't been happy when he and his parents left. His parents had not even looked at her as they walked out the door. After what had happened to her 3 years ago, she could see that either of them really cared for her. Her father was blinded by her stepmother, and her stepmother just saw her as a nuisance. Irene had tried to control since the moment she had come into Sarah's life. She glanced at the clock tower. Soon she would need to gather her things and return to the house. It wasn't her home. Not anymore. As soon as she had turned 18, Irene had thrown her out. Now she lived in a tiny studio apartment. She only stayed at their childhood home when they needed a babysitter and/or house sitter. Looking down at her book, Sarah marked her place. She placed it in a bag beside her. Sarah stood up and folded up her blanket. After placing it in the bag as well, Sarah placed the bag's shoulder strap over her shoulder. She glanced around her once again as she made her way out of the park. Sarah sat on the sofa, watching the late-night news. The current story was about a mother and daughter, but Sarah wasn't paying much attention to it. Sarah hadn't heard from her mother for years, and had finally given up on hearing from her. Why should she wait, day after day, for word, if her mother never thought of her? So she went on with her life and never talked of her. Well, she did at times, but she always called her mother, her. She had lost the title that some really did deserve. Sarah sighed as she turned the TV off. Slowly, she made her way up to the guest room created in the attic. Her old room was now Toby's. Sarah sat on the edge of the bed. Around her, the house became silent. Now she really was felt alone. She turned on her small radio on the nightstand. As classical music softly began to play, she turned down the covers and climbed into bed. She reached over and turned off the lamp beside her. Sarah laid, looking up above her head. Many things ran around in her head, but one man seemed to dominate her thoughts.
I'm doing things a bit different, but I hope you all can see it. I've been reading a lot of romance novels by different authors. Also, a while back, I was reading books to improve my writing. So I want to hear from you all. I know that this is only the first chapter, but it's a reintroduction to the main characters. About Sarah's thoughts on her mother, I will be using my own there. I'm using this story to vent my feelings about my own, who ran off with another man in 2004. I didn't talk to her for 6 years. She died in April. I've cried. But I'm still hurt. So, please, if it gets too much, I'm sorry. Just remember that Sarah is me, in a way, and I'm her. So, review if you please. I'll update as soon as I can. Thanks to my beta. She's really busy, but she's trying to keep up with me. Well, here's the second chapter. I haven't written in about 2 months, so please bear with me as I get back into the Grove. As I said before, I'm working really hard on this one, so please forgive me about the time between posts. This is a romance novel, well, as good as I can do, so please understand what that means. Thanks for the lovely reviews, so enjoy this chapter. Chapter 2. The Goblin King lounged on his throne with his legs dangling over one of the arms while watching Sarah fall asleep in a crystal orb gently held in one of his leather-gloved hands. When she was finally fast asleep, he threw the crystal against the wall, shattering it. None of the drunk or sleeping goblins around him noticed. With a flick of his wrist, Jareth transported himself to his bedchamber. She went on with her life. Oh, she never thought once about what had occurred in his kingdom since she had run the labyrinth. The little fool really believed that she was free. Oh, he knew. Sarah lived her life as if she would never see him or his kingdom again. Jareth laughed at that. Oh, she would. He would make sure of that. Jareth had decided that very night as he flew away from her window as she celebrated that she would pay. Somehow, Sarah would pay for refusing him. Oh, but the odd thing is that there had been times when he could have done something, but he hadn't. He had helped her. She needed a new home. He found her one. She needed a job. He got it for her. She wanted into college. He got her in. He was still doing things for her, and did nothing to make her pay. Jareth still wanted her to pay, but another want was beginning to take over. Something he would not admit to anyone, especially himself. So Jareth watched, as he had before, but now he watched mostly from his bedchamber. As the years passed, Sarah had turned from a girl to a woman, with all the curves. He had only been fascinated with her before, but now it was different. She warmed his blood. He would get hard just watching her do the dishes, for Christ's sake. He couldn't control himself. Jareth chased away any fool who got close to her. She was his, and would never been anyone else's. Jareth sighed. Recently, all his thoughts of revenge failed in comparison to the thoughts of Sarah naked under him. He flicked his wrist again and changed into his nightclothes. He could not allow these new feelings, wants, and thoughts to interfere with his plans. Then he remembered. Sarah was his since the night she ate the peach. He already had a way to get both revenge and Sarah. All he needed to do was act on it. Jareth smirked as he came up with a plan that even Sarah, in her new love of myths, would love. I know it's short again. I'm working on chapter 3 right now. I'm going to start to try and make them longer. I'm either typing them first and doing a handwritten draft, or I'm handing writing and then doing it on the computer. So please bear with me. I'll do my best to get better. I promise that Jareth and Sarah will have a scene soon, but these first chapters are setting up the main story. So if you please leave me something in the little box, please don't be socked if you come on and the prologue is different again. I think I've got a better one in mind. Thanks for reading. CL.
You need to stop giving, like, I feel bad that Lord of the Morning had to read about Jared getting aroused while she was doing dishes.
I'm sorry.
It's inappropriate.
But funny.
But inappropriate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's over 18, right? I didn't accidentally hand that to a minor.
I don't know, but I know he doesn't like swearing, so maybe he doesn't want to read that.
Oh, he should have said something.
You should be more considerate about what you're doing, Tregatry.
Hey, if you have a problem with something I give you because it's horribly inappropriate, then tell me and I'll give you something else.
Or just hope to get on my team. I liked how serious you sounded about the Oreo Rabbit Bunny Queen.
I think your author's notes were the best by far.
I agree. This was a good example of, in the author's notes, of a first-person read that wasn't real overacty. Mm-hmm. I love your preface to the story with that author's note. It sounded real. It sounded like you were just talking. Like, you're a good actor.
It was very conversational.
Wow. I liked your music choices a lot, too.
A lot of this, I felt like you could have been more expressive on. Like, it was just straight talking a lot of the way. And while it worked for a good portion of this, I think, especially on the, where is it? The... Oh, she never thought once about what had occurred in his kingdom since she had run the labyrinth. All those O's, they're sort of like... evil thought sort of, oh, he knew. Oh, she would. Things like that. But you just read, oh, he knew. Oh, she would.
I would rather him do that than get real acty with it, though. I thought he did a good job.
You would rather people just talk instead of act.
I'd rather people narrate.
I would rather that people be somewhat expressive. They can narrate and be somewhat expressive.
Yeah, but when you start being real expressive, then you get into that, you walk that
line. I'm not
line.
Asking him to be real expressive. I'm just asking for a little expression, Dylan.
I'm saying I thought I would rather him err on this side than the other side.
All right, and then you changed going to coming, formants to formats, Sarah to she, her to there. Now she really was... Now she was really felt alone to now she really was felt alone. And then Jareth watched her as he had to Jareth watched as he had before. And you did that on a couple more in the last three paragraphs, but I didn't write them down. You had this habit of forgetting to say certain words. Yeah.
You're immune. Doesn't matter. I thought you did a good job.
Yeah.
I think you're a good actor.
Agreed.
I think you might go far.
Agreed.
Nothing else to say.
Agreed.